Exclusive: Blackburn demands answers on Biden's flying border crossers into Tennessee in middle of the night. By John Binder on May 20, 2021. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and Representative Chuck Fleischmann, RTN, are demanding answers in a video message to President Joe Biden, exclusively shared with Breitbart News, about the administration flying border crossers into the state of Tennessee before busing them to various United States cities. This week, WRCB-TV3 News published footage showing groups of roughly 30 to 50 unaccompanied alien children, UACs, being flown into Chattanooga, Tennessee, and then boarding buses to be taken to other cities. Most of the fly-ins were done late into the night or early in the morning. In a video message to Biden, Blackburn and Fleischmann said they are sending a letter to the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, to understand why the administration is flying border crossers into the U.S. in the middle of the night. Rep. Fleischmann and I are working to get to the bottom of this: planes flying into Chattanooga under the veil of darkness and migrant children being moved from planes, put on buses, and then transported to other locations, Blackburn said. When we think of the fact that we have been left in the dark as the elected public officials in our great republic, Fleischmann said. The administration has not been forthright in terms of telling us what is going on. It's a problem that's happening in Tennessee. It's a problem all across the United States. Blackburn said Biden ought to explain how his administration is spending American taxpayer money to facilitate illegal immigration into the U.S. President Biden should be willing to come forward and let people know what it is that is happening and how taxpayer dollars are being used to move those that have illegally entered the country, Blackburn said. The Biden administration's Tennessee operation is only one of many that are being facilitated, with the help of Catholic Charities, the Shapiro Foundation, and funding from the TripAdvisor Corporation. One particular operation near the southern border takes border crossers on buses to airports in Yuma, Arizona, and San Diego, California. The border crossers board commercial flights that take them to various U.S. cities. Breitbart News exclusively reported this week that border crossers from Cuba and Venezuela are taking advantage of the operation and getting on commercial flights to travel into the U.S. interior, from February 19 to April 22. As Breitbart News reported last month, the Biden administration had flown about 7,200 border crossers into the U.S. interior on domestic commercial flights. Border crossers are allowed to bypass photo identification requirements, boarding flights without a photo ID, and do not have to prove they are negative for the Chinese coronavirus. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.